Masechet Berachot, Perek He, Mishnah He. In the previous two Mishnayot, we discussed when somebody makes a mistake during Tefillah, what they do, what it means for their Tefillah. So the Mishnah here is going to continue to discuss certain mistakes during prayer, during the Amidah. The Mishnah says, Amit Palel Veta'a Siman Ra'lo. If somebody's praying Amidah and they make a mistake in their prayer, it's a bad sign for him. And the Gemara comments on this line of the Mishnah and says, the only time we're talking about is not a mistake later on in Tefillah, but it's talking about a mistake in the first Beracha, in the beginning of the Amidah, because it shows that God doesn't want or desire any of a person's Tefillah that's up ahead. But it's not talking about a mistake in the middle or the end of the Amidah. But if somebody does make a mistake in the beginning of the Amidah, it's a bad sign for him. Mishnah continues, Im Sheliach Siburhu, if the person was the Hazan, Siman Ra Lesholehav, it's a bad sign for those who appointed him, for the entire congregation. Mipene Shesheluho Shel Adam Kemoto, because whenever a person appoints an agent, he appoints a Hazan to fulfill the obligation of Tefillah on behalf of everybody. And since that person who was praying is the leader of the congregation, if he makes a mistake, it's as if they made the mistake themselves because of this rule of a shaliach of Adam is kemoto, that a messenger or an agent of somebody is like himself. And to drive this point home, this concept of not making mistakes during prayer, they said a story about Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa. Mishnah continues, Amru alav al Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa. They said a story about Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa. Shayamit palel ala holim ve'omer. He would pray for sick people, and afterwards he would say, Zehai vezemet. He would say, if he's praying on behalf of somebody, this guy, he's going to live, or this other individual is going to die. Amrulo minayin atayodeya. They would tell him, Rabbi, how do you know this? How do you know this person is going to die? And how do you know this person is going to live? Mishnah continues and says, Amar lahem im shegura tefilati befi, Yodea ani shehu mekubal. He says, if the tefillah was fluent in my mouth, if I wasn't stuttering or stumbling over my words, I know that my tefillah is going to be accepted by Hashem, and this person will recover. V'im lav. But if the prayer is not fluent in my mouth, I'm making a lot of mistakes. Yodea ani shehu mitoraf. I know that this person is mitoraf, that this person is going to die. The Bartenura says this root of mitoraf comes from the pasuk dealing with Yosef HaSadik, when the brothers brought the cloak, the ketonet pasim, to Yaakov, and he saw the blood all over it, and he said, Tarof Toraf Yosef. Yosef must have been torn apart by wild animals. So here too, Rabbi Hanina would say, Shehu metoraf. This person was torn apart, in a sense. This person is going to die. He's not going to live anymore. The commentaries, the Slach says, that, of course, that's only dealing with a person of Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa, who merited and had the zechut to have such a clear sign from the heavens of what would happen with certain people. But anyone like us nowadays, any ordinary person, shouldn't assume, God forbid, that if a mistake happens in his tefillah, that a person that he's praying for is not going to live. That's only talking about a righteous person like Rabbi Hanina.